This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Move. Cut.
Good evening, and welcome to this week's installment of the Johnny Athens Variety Hour here on 101.5 The Hawk FM. You just heard the Oscar Peterson Trio with In the Still of the Night from their album Love for Sale, which they'll be playing with us tonight as our in-house band. There's been some wild stuff happening on the stock market the past couple weeks. Some hedge fund managers are up in arms after losing millions of dollars. Though I don't understand how anyone can make that much money funding hedges. What could one fund a hedge for? I've never seen a bush barrel race or a little league shrub soccer team. Then again, I ain't never seen one bouillon cube on that stock market. But while Wall Street is falling, so's the Hollywood sign. Did you hear this? Someone replaced the W and D in the sign with B's. Hollywood came out the clown and is now a town of Holly boobs. And with some of the movies coming out these days, I'd expect no one less behind the helm. Suspects of the letter laceration are WD-40 Co., Dunkin' Wonuts, and Waldo. Don't go away. We've got a jammed-packed, hammed-up show for you tonight. The Goof Troop has another skit for us this week. Jack Benny returns, showcasing side-splitting comedians of radio's golden age. And Jonathan Winters joins us tonight, presenting some divine and delectable comedic stand-up, including a brand new segment, The Classical Corner, where a special listener has their request granted, playing a classical favorite that they've chosen. But before that, we have Oscar Peterson Trio playing from their album Love for Sale, It's All Right With Me. Classical Corner. The portion for the most distinguished listeners. You call in and request your favorite classical tune. This week we have Ryan Rev. How are you, Mr. Rev? What classical composition would you like to hear tonight?
By Chopin. It's Etude Opening 25, number 11.
And what made you choose that song?
Well, it's very... It starts off calm, right? And it'll hit you out of nowhere. Like it starts off very, very calm. But then it hits you with, like, both aggressive but beautiful tones at the same time.
I see.
Personally, that's why I like it.
So it really encompasses all the wonderful elements and emotions that classical music tends to hit.
I think. You want to listen to it now? Or?
Well, I think we'll go ahead and play it right now.
Let's do it.
Here is Etude Opening 25, number 11, Winter Wind by Chopin, on 101.5 The Hawk FM.
Thank you.
That was Love for Sale from Love for Sale, with the Love for Sale Oscar Peterson Trio. I thought I'd talk a little bit about our band tonight. You know, I am a jazz musician myself, though that's only because the classical players didn't want me, and Kanye West has no need for a saxophonist, apparently. But Oscar Peterson has been dubbed the Maharaja of the keyboard by Duke Ellington. His influence is felt to this day in the world of jazz. His casual swing while keeping in time with complex rhythms on one hand, going soft on one hand, going hard on the other. Once he starts, he doesn't stop. Oscar Peterson hails from Montreal. He grew up there and even attended the same school as Christopher Plummer as a child. When he started playing piano, it only had its baby teeth. He found influences of others at the time, Teddy Wilson, Nat King Cole, James P. Johnson, and especially Art Tatum. Him, Oscar, that is, and Art Tatum would be considered inseparable in terms of quality, flair, and style. Throughout his career, he was playing alongside all Art, the Duke, Count Basie, Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong, and many, many more. He manages to show himself off while highlighting the qualities of his peers he plays alongside. Tonight, Oscar plays with his trio. They were formed between 1956 to 1959 and features Ray Brown, the double bassist of decadent proportions from Pittsburgh. You can listen carefully as you hear him keep time and playing some incredibly soothing swing. He really knows how to make the bass sing. As well as Ed Thigpen from Chicago joins in on the drums, keeping a light rhythm, but knowing just when to step in and do his thing. The thing he does so well. Together they make an unrivaled trio of title and taste, a jambalaya of jazz jesters performing only the best for themselves and for us. The emotion is raw and real. The music is lively and lovely. And here they are for us with Easy to Love, the Oscar Peterson Trio. Thank you.
Hello, Bob. What do you have for lunch today? Well, let's see. Bob B. That's me. The wife packed bratwurst today.
Wait, bratwurst?
Yes, real good, too.
Big Bobby Bogart's bratwurst?
Big Bobby Bogart's bratwurst? Bogart, the 300-pound German heavyweight wrestler?
That's the last bratwurst his mother made before she left home.
Uh-oh. I've never been so scared in my life.
That was a little something-something from the Goof Troop here at the Variety Show, followed by I've Got You Under My Skin, performed by the Oscar Peterson Trio, of course. You know, I'm really honored to have him, and it's really such a great time having him here on the show, Jonathan Winters. He's a renowned comedian, of course. And he's the kind of guy that in a poker game is given a hand and he plays the entire deck. Given him a noise, a name, a hat, a prop, he can go on and on with some bit and character that will no doubt crack you up. He'll leave you in stitches the whole time and have an absolute pleasure doing it. So here he is. It's an absolute pleasure to have him on the show tonight. Mr. Jonathan Winters.
I guess all of us from time to time have had to return an item. Doesn't make any difference really what the size of the item is. It can be a wristwatch, It can be as large as a car. It's pretty hard to return a home. I thought I'd give you a type of guy, pretty much like myself. This might seem a little strange to you, but I find I'm not alone. It's difficult for me to return things. But it is. It's hard if you're shy. Because usually the other person is just the opposite. And I'll give you a little example of a guy who just wants to return a everyday, ordinary toaster. So he comes into the department store and he might say something like this. Hi. I got a toaster here and I had to return it. Because it's something wrong with it. Huh? Are you head of the toaster department? No, I'm not. I'm Howard Ganglinger. This is parts division. Go over there to Group C. You'll find the toasters over there.
Okay. A wonderful morning to you. Hello, sir. I have a toaster here.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a look at it. What seems to be the matter with it, clown?
I'm a customer. You be nice to me.
Well, what's the matter with it?
It's a dent in it. It's a dent.
Dent in the toaster, huh?
I came 58 miles to bring this toaster back, sir. And I don't want a bad scene.
What?
I don't want a scene. That's the one thing I told the missus. This is what I didn't want. I'm going to bring my wife in. You'll see. I'll be back.
All right, get out.
You're rude. Well, what'd they say, Roy? Did you get the bread or didn't you? Did you get the toaster? Oh, honey, I didn't. I didn't get it. Well, I'm going in. Hello, store. It's me. I'm talking to the whole store. Somebody gave my husband the shaft. You there. We come 58 miles, Buster. What no joyride. That little milk toast I'm married to. I want my money, $19.95. Lay it on me.
Wait a minute, lady. You got a hold of yourself.
I'll get a hold of you. Give me your hand. I got your arm down on the counter. Now you repeat after me. Customer's always right. Say it, say it. Customer's
always right. Customer's right.
Say it, keep on saying it.
Customer's all right. Many foreigners come to this country of ours for many reasons. Some come to get an education here. Some come to see great cities like New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, St. Louis, New Orleans. And others come for still another reason, and that's to borrow money. And this is a story of a little king, and his name is King Kwazi. And he comes from Kwaziland to borrow some money. King, you've been here in Washington 3 days.
Yes, I have.
Well, what did you do, King?
Well, my first day, I bought a fuzzy hat, a cane, a raincoat, some bubble gum, and saw the seventh inning of a ball game.
Oh, that's a different day. Different day, King Kwazi. Tell us a little about Kwaziland. What's it like?
Kwaziland is a fascinating land. It is situated in Asia. It is 137 miles long and 12 feet wide. But it's warm all year round. Most of my people are naked. And that's the way they like it. Myself, I send the Brooks Brothers for my clothes. Of course, I got an education. I can't wander around naked in Washington. But my people today on the island...
Well, what is the main produce on your island?
Just singing shells.
Singing what?
singing shells, little seashells. They hold them to your ear, and you hear the sound of the sea. We charge the people 5 kwongs. That's about a nickel to hear the ocean.
That's all you have in your whole entire...
That's it, boy. We got the shaft. So that's the reason I'm here in this great country of yours to get $85 million.
Well, gee, I don't know, King. That seems like an awful lot to...
If you don't give it to me, I'll become a communist.
Well, all right. Cool it. I'm sure the president and people in foreign aid will come up.
I hope they will come up with something. But in the meantime, my wives...
Your what?
Wives. Oh, yes, in my religion, which is Wing Chi Nao Nu religion, we worship a half Buddha, just a half a Buddha, with a hand like that. We don't believe in the 5 fingers. Just a 1 life. Up you go. That's it.
I see.
I have 5 wives which are goody girls, wandering around little beads and dresses, and they make love all over my body and kiss me in the ear and drive me crazy and to major decisions. I have 45 children by my 3rd wife. The others I just look at because Buddha says, you know, you go down if you fool around too much.
Well, thank you, King Kwasi, and... You'll be going back, I guess, in a couple of days. We hope you get your money. You'll be flying one of our new 707s.
No, I'm going back in a balloon. I want to take it very slowly. I have some recordings, and I will just listen to the music and drift through the sky. Oh, my Gino, Guaynina.
What's that, King Kwasi?
That's the song of my people. Pathetic, isn't it? Moinichino.
Wonderful, wonderful work. Jonathan Winters, everybody. I hear the folks in Kwaziland are apt to get queasy. I can't help but think of the old Swaziland during that bit. The folks over in Swaziland got tired of being sent all the chocolates from Switzerland, so they had to change their name. Now Swaziland is Saoirse Ronan and enjoying a comfortable career in Hollywood. Jack Benny coming up shortly, but first, here's the Oscar Peterson Trio with I Concentrate on You.
Thank you.
Why Can't You Behave? By the Oscar Peterson Trio. Here on 101.5 The Hawks, Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Now comes the funny portion of the program. Jack Benny returns this week to continue where he left off last, talking about some of the great radio comedians and sharing their funniest moments. Remember to use what we've been taught and utilize that theater of the mind. It's right next door to the place you drift off to during those four-hour meetings. Where the sun always shines, you don't have to shovel snow. The dog is potty trained and you eat whatever you want. Where the impossible is possible and nothing is out of the ordinary. This is the wonderful world of radio.
Admiral, will you come over here and help me put this sign on the door?
Why, sure, Lon.
Just hold this nail in place while I whack it with a hammer.
For quiet, homespun humor with a country flavor, I think you have to turn to Lum and Abner as the foremost example. In fact, I can't think of anything on television today that has captured this particular kind of format. The comedy was comfortable and funny.
Lum, suppose you hold a nail in place while I whack it with a hammer.
You think I'm crazy?
Trouble here is we're suffering from an oversupply of whackers.
Have you ever seen me hit anybody on the thumb with a hammer?
Yes. Last summer when Opie Cates helped you put up the screens.
Oh, that was just a little tap.
Tap? You smacked that thumb so flat it looked like he's carrying around a pancake flipper.
Why, he didn't even holler.
He let out such a beller, all the fellas at the sawmill knocked off for lunch.
You stop exaggerating and hold that nail, Granny.
Lom, you couldn't hit that nail no matter if your whole life depended on it.
Oh, now be quiet.
Huh? This is my page-flipping finger here, Lon. Be
just
careful.
Just hold the nail in place. Okay, here goes. Yeah, now how was that?
Not bad. Just aim it 2 more feet to the left, and I think you'll have it.
Yeah, the trouble is the top of the nail is too small.
You couldn't drive that nail if I stuck it in between my teeth and let you hit me on the back of the head.
Don't give me any ideas. Now, just hold it in place. This time I'll keep my eyes open.
Good. Think one of us ought to know what's going on.
You ready now?
Yeah.
Here it goes.
Oh, you idiot. Why don't you watch what you're doing?
Abner Peabody, I didn't even touch that hand.
I know you didn't. You got the one I had in my pocket.
One of the most nostalgic names in the American theater came to radio and leaped to success with the devilish character she created. Her career has been portrayed on Broadway in the smash musical Funny Girl. Who else but Fanny Brice as Baby Snooks?
I was just trying to help you, Dad.
Why must you torment me this way? Why can't you just leave me alone when I feel like playing the piano?
Because I want to play, too.
You don't know how to play.
I can lay.
Oh. Do you really mean that, Snooks?
Yes, Dad.
Because nothing would please me more. And if I teach you to play, will you practice faithfully every day?
Mm-hmm.
All right, darling. Sit here beside me. Who knows? You may turn out to be a child prodigy.
Who knows?
Now, before I give you the first lesson, suppose we try to find out just how much natural ability you have.
How?
Well, see if you can pick out a tune. Whatever music comes into your head.
All right.
All right. We can forget the prodigy business right now.
Shall I play some more, Daddy?
No. Pay a little attention, Snooks. There are 7 major musical notes in the scale.
Where's the scale?
Right here. Now listen. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, A. See this note? That's A.
A what?
A nothing. A is just its name. Now, what comes after A?
B.
And what comes after E?
F.
Good. What comes after G?
Whiz.
Snooks.
I was only fooling, Daddy.
All right. What comes after G?
H.
No. After G, you start all over again with A. Now.
Hey, what note is this?
Eight.
No! Didn't you hear me singing it? Well, it's A.
Well, it sounded like A.
When the Longines Symphonette Society first suggested that we create this treasury of golden moments from radio, Mary Livingston and I spent many evenings reliving some of our own radio broadcasts. We came across this one I thought you might like.
All right, Mary, read me your mother's letter.
Okay. My darling daughter Mary, just a note to let you know that we are all well. Although I must say that this being election year, your father and I have been having our usual political arguments. As you know, I'm a Republican and he's a Democrat. I wear a button that says I like Ike, and your father's been wearing a coonskin cap. He thought it was a coonskin till this morning when it had kittens.
No kidding.
Well, Mary, at last... I have some good news for you. We're finally getting rid of your Aunt Emily.
Well, it's about time. She's been living with your family as long as I can remember.
For the past 2 years, your Aunt Emily's been going with a local undertaker. And next Sunday, they're getting married. I'm glad when they get a home of their own. I'm tired of them coming in here every night with those secondhand flowers.
God.
Right now, she's wearing a ribbon in her hair that says, Rest in Peace. But even though he's an undertaker, he's very progressive, and he's the only one in town with a convertible hearse.
A convertible hearse? No!
No other news.
Hey, your mother is a humdinger today.
No other news, so we'll close with love, Mama. P.S. Just as I was getting ready to seal this envelope, the postman came with your check for Mother's Day. Mary, this was very thoughtful of you. But how you could send me that much money on the salary Jack pays you, I'll never know.
Mary, how much did you send her?
$4.
Can you remember the day you bought your first automobile? I can remember driving mine home, for I had my friend Mel Blanc with me. Mel and I still work together. And I still have the Maxwell. Isn't that amazing? Mel Blanc, the man of a thousand voice characterizations. And speaking of characters, there's still another graduate of radio around today. And I do mean around. Around every Army, Navy, and Air Force base in the world. The old ski nose himself, Bob Hope.
Thank you, fellas. No whistling. We'll have the place loaded with dogs. Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, here we are at the Pasadena Army Service Forces Regional Hospital. That's an ambulatory phrase, meaning don't step out the back door, Joe. It's a 100-foot drop to the sewer. Yes, sir, I've done a couple of shows in hospitals recently. I feel so much safer when there's a doctor close by. And this is a wonderful spot for a hospital. When a battle fatigue case comes in and they can't calm them down and make them sleepy the usual way, they just give them a pass to go into Pasadena. Pasadena, that's a town where the curfew goes on at 12 noon. It's a great place to live. Pasadena is a very quiet town. In fact, every time a soldier takes a walk, the Chamber of Commerce appoints a man to follow behind him in oil his GI shoes. Somebody ought to oil my tongue for a while. And Pasadena is really a ritzy town. They're so fussy here, the mayor meets the Greyhound buses at the city limits with a can of flea powder. So ritzy, I put a nickel in the Pasadena jukebox to play one meatball, and it came out one caviar croquette. I saw one beautiful rich debutante here this afternoon, though. Boy, she was really loaded. She had money, too. But these soldiers aren't impressed with the local register here in Pasadena. When they go out with a girl, they don't care about who's who. They want to know what's what. This hospital used to be a hotel called the Vista del Arroyo. That's a Spanish term meaning why, Sergeant? The young lady was just admiring my cast, and we got so engrossed we must have strolled into Hollywood without knowing yet.
Back around 1948, television was beginning to gain in stature. The stars were still the property of radio, but it was obvious a change was in the wind. Fred Allen was already making plans, and he revealed those plans on his show one evening when a gatecrasher joined him for a sequence that requires all of your imagination.
Benny was born ignorant, and he's been losing ground ever since. Benny was doing a monologue with a pig on the stage. The pig was there to eat up the stuff the audience threw at Benny. Why, some weeks he used two pigs. Benny is the only guy in New York who has to bounce his nickels for the manager before they let him in the automat. Who would be low enough to sneak into a tour to save 60 cents?
There's the guy. Hey, you!
Who, me?
Jack, how can you be so cheap?
All right, go ahead. Be like the other radio comedians. Tell some cheap joke. I won't even eat in the sun. My shadow might ask me for a bite.
Your shadow has teeth? Jack, don't get excited. Look, if you're cheap, you're cheap. That's the way I look at it. Well, Jack, if there ever was a time that you and I should not argue, this is the time.
What do you mean, this is the time?
Well, haven't you heard? A lot of the radio programs that have been on for many years have been canceled. By the way, you finished tonight, didn't you?
Yes, sir. Tonight was my last show of the season.
Did your sponsor mention anything about your program coming back in October?
Well, no, Fred, but we have a mutual understanding. You see, we always sort of take it for granted.
Oh.
The season ends, the sponsor shakes hands with me, and then we... Yikes!
Jack! Jack, what's wrong?
Tonight he didn't shake hands.
Cheer up, Jack. When you're retired, you can tune in on my new show.
New show?
People don't want entertainment today. A radio show has to give away things. Nylons, iceboxes, automobiles.
You mean to stay on the air, you have to give things away?
Yes.
I'll die first.
Well, not me. I'm auditioning my new program tonight.
And you're giving things away?
Tons of stuff.
Well, Fred, as long as I'm here in the studio...
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Jack. Professional people cannot participate. It's a rule.
But don't you ever find people on these programs changing their names to get something for nothing?
Well, occasionally we do catch a phony, but we're on the air. What can we do?
Now,
Mr. Allen, we're ready for your audition.
I'll run along, Fred. So long.
So long, Jack.
Giving away things for nothing.
Well, all right, let's try out my new show.
Here he is, the man who will change one of you nobodies into king for a day, the old kingmaker himself, Fred Allen.
Thank you. Thank you. And here is our first eager contestant. Your name, sir?
Myron Proudfoot.
Myron Proudfoot? You look like a chap I know.
I'm not interested in your friends. Start giving things away, brother.
What is your occupation, Mr. Proudfoot?
I'm a chaplain in a bakery.
What does a chaplain do in a bakery?
I put wings on angel cake.
How long have you been in the cake business, Mr. Proudfoot?
Long enough to know a crumb when I see one. I see one.
Now, don't get sarcastic, Mr. Proudleg.
The name is Proudfoot, and make with the question.
All right. Who is the sixth president of the United States?
John Quincy Adams.
John Quincy Adams is correct, and Mr. Myron Proudfoot is king for a day. Well, Your Majesty, how do you feel?
Never mind how I feel. What do I get?
Immediately after this program, Your Majesty will be guest of honor at a banquet at Hamburger Heaven. Tomorrow morning, through the courtesy of the Sanitation Department, you will be guest conductor on the 11-5 garbage run through the Bronx. At night,
In your ermine robe, you will be whisked by bicycle to Orange, New Jersey, where you will be the judge in a chicken cleaning contest. I'm king for a day! And that's not all.
There's more?
Yes, we are going to start right now to make you look like a king. Your suit is a little baggy, king. Boys, take His Majesty's coat off.
Wait.
On our stage, we have a Hoffman pressing machine.
Now, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. An expert operating the Hoffman pressing machine will press your trousers.
Now, wait a minute.
For 15 years, I've been waiting to catch you like
Alan,
this.
Alan, you haven't seen the end of me.
It won't be long now.
I want my pay.
That was Jack Benny, cousin to Buck Benny, riding again with us here on 101.5 The Hawk. Once again, I thank you for letting me, for letting us into your radios for the evening. And I sincerely hoped you enjoyed the Johnny Athens Variety Hour for this week. Join us next week for more fun and games, as we'll always be here. But until then, stay in touch on Facebook at Johnny Athens Entertainment and on Instagram at johnny.athens. Special thanks to Marie Cassidy, Ryan Rev, Jonathan Winters, and Jack Benny, as well as the Oscar Peterson Trio, playing us out with It's Do Lovely. Good night and take care.